Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, Charlene Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Exciting days for you.
Oh, my goodness. I never knew they could be this exciting.
Children's Museum is in the process of opening its new facility, and there will be a grand opening Saturday, October 26th.
That's right.
All day long?
All day long. Our regular hours, 9:30 to 4:30.
Uh-huh. And then you'll be fully open for business at that time?
We will be fully open for business.
So you'll be welcoming children?
We will. We'll be welcoming children and watching the excitement on their faces and the faces of the parents when they see what I think is an absolutely amazing children's museum.
All right. And in between now and then, you're open, have kind of a partial schedule.
We will open on Tuesday, but we don't have our major exhibit up. We're still doing last-minute things. You know, I would compare this move like if you were moving into five houses all at one time, and there are just little spots everywhere that still need to be completed. But we don't want to stay closed any longer than we already have.
Yeah. What can you say how many square feet that building is?
It's 26,000 square feet. We're not using all of it initially, but it is pretty full with all our stuff right now.
Right. Well, I want to ask you about some of the new exhibits and about the exhibits in general, but something you've told me I think is pretty remarkable is that you've had all volunteers have helped you make the move.
We have no professional movers helping us. The Commerce Fire Department gave us great help with some of our heavier items, and what Bob Stachowiak has done is absolutely amazing. He built our State Farm boat 4 years ago thinking it would never move, and yet he's got to move it. And so with the help of Luckett Crane and Brent Turner, who's helping with the slab, all those guys are just getting in there together and making it happen. And then our main exhibit, which we are so excited about, called Amazing Airways, and it's supposed to take 2 days to put it together, and Bob is taking the lead on getting that exhibit put together. And that is being sponsored by Charles Schwab in Greenville with Leslie Kilgore.
Mm-hmm. Leslie Kilgore's outfit over there. So that's a new exhibit there.
It is a brand new exhibit. It's a $25,000 exhibit.
Can you describe that briefly?
Oh, I can. It is a series of pneumatic tubes that will go along a 12-foot wall, so the children put something in the bottom and they watch it shoot all the way across the wall. I can hardly wait to try.
They'll have a lot of fun with that, without a doubt. We're talking with Charlene Freeman. Charlene is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, which is moving from its location on Highway 24 on the west side of the A&M Commerce campus to Highway 11 East on the opposite side
of
town.
Our address is 100 Maple Street.
It's called Maple Street.
It is called Maple Street.
Of course, that's 11, Highway 11, as you are either going to Sulphur Springs or coming in from Sulphur Springs, is the way a lot of people would recognize that. So let's talk about some of the exhibits, the Amazing Airways. That sounds great. Are there some other new things that will be ready to go when you open on October 26th?
Well, I think what is going to amaze people the most is what Becky Thompson has created. All but one of our sponsors at our former museum followed us. This includes Hunt Regional Hospital, Family Smiles Dental, Lone Star Pizza, Brookshire's. We have one new exhibit with Remax and a home builder in Greenville with our playhouse. But all of these have stepped up. And even though we had Lone Star Pizza, for example, in our other location, wait till you see what it looks like at our new one. What Becky Thompson has done, trying to match paint colors with what the paint colors are really in Lone Star, our Brookshire's. Brookshire's sent a group from Illinois to come and put up the signage. And the front of our Brookshire's looks just like the Brookshire's in Greenville. So people are just going to be amazed at what we've created and what we're calling Main Street. And it has a sidewalk with grass in between, and the kids can ride their cars all around on the sidewalk.
Wow. So when you talk about Becky Thompson's involvement, and she's on the Commerce City Council, and she's very involved in real estate development and retail development in Commerce, so she's been involved in the interior decoration.
She has been our project manager.
I see.
And our decorator.
I see. And to make it
and designer
and is responsible for how it is, for the look of it.
Definitely. And what we have done would not have been possible without her and her help, her expertise, and her willingness to commit as much time as she has for this project.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the philosophy of a children's museum. The word museum for some people might be misleading. It's not something, a place where kids go to look at things.
Well, why don't I tell you the philosophy of our children's museum?
Fair enough.
But ours is hands-on play, creative play. We try not to have any electronic devices or button pushing. I've observed in other museums where children mash the button, but they don't sit still long enough to see what happens when the button's mashed. So we try to make it as interactive, as fun. Daily, we watch the children play and observe what they play with and how they like to play. And, for example, one time a two-year-old filled up our airplane with all the groceries from the grocery store. And I said, you know, you really need to put those back. There aren't any left for anyone else. But he looks at me and he said, but I'm going on a long trip. And you can't argue with that. And so that is the type of play we like to see at the Children's Museum.
Great imagination. Well, this is great. And so the grand opening is Saturday, October 26th. Well, Charlene, congratulations. Looking forward to this.
Well, we are so excited.
You bet. Charlene Freeman, director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.